Hi, this week we're discussing this question. What must Christians do to stay saved? The Bible teaches very clearly that there are certain things that men must do to get saved and stay saved. In Acts 2 verse 37, a great multitude of Jews asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They realized there was something for them to do in order to receive God's saving grace. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Verse 38. According to verse 41, "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Now, in summary, here's what the Jews had to do to be saved from their sins. They had to believe in Jesus, they had to repent of their sins, and they had to be immersed in water for the remission of sins. When they did these things, they were saved from their sins. But do you realize that these people had to do some things to stay saved? Just because their past sins were removed did not guarantee that future sins would not affect them. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 21, the Bible says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them." Christians who turn their backs on the Lord and return to sinful living are in a worse condition than before their conversion. They would have been better to have never been saved than to be saved and fall away. But the Bible has a formula to prevent Christians from falling away. There are some things that Christians are instructed to do that will prevent them from being lost again. So let's see what Christians must do to stay saved. In 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm reading verses 5 through 10. The Bible says, "Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble." Notice from this passage that staying saved is conditional. There are things the Christian has to do to stay saved. Listen carefully to this list of things the Apostle Peter gives which we must do. First, there is faith, which Christians must have to begin with, or they're not even Christians to start with. Second, to this must be added virtue or morality. This makes sense because faith in Christ without morality is worthless. Third, to morality must be added knowledge. Again, this is in logical order because morality must come before knowledge. There are men studying the Bible and increasing their knowledge who have never developed morality, and their knowledge is worthless. Fourth, to knowledge must be added self-control. This means controlling ourselves when using things that are morally right within themselves. Fifth, after self-control must come perseverance. That is, we must learn to patiently continue living the Christian life in spite of any troubles or hindrances along the way. Sixth, after perseverance must come godliness. That is, we must work on respecting and showing reverence for things that are holy. Seventh, after godliness comes brotherly kindness. Christians must learn first to show kindness to fellow Christians. And number eight, after brotherly kindness comes love. That is, before we can demonstrate love toward non-Christians, we must first demonstrate it toward fellow believers. But after learning kindness toward fellow believers, we must go on and show it toward all men. Now, after all these instructions, the Lord's apostle tells us, If these things are yours and abound, you will not be barren nor unfruitful. What does this imply? It implies that if we do not have these things, or if these qualities do not abound, then we are barren and unfruitful to the Lord. We are as unprofitable as men who have never begun to serve Him. Again, in verse 10, the inspired apostle says, "If you do these things, you will never stumble." Staying saved is a conditional thing. As long as we obey the Lord's commandments and continue to grow as He has outlined here, we will stay saved and we will make our call and election sure. But if we refuse the Lord's commandments and refuse to grow in these ways, we cannot be sure of our calling nor of our election. In 1 Peter 4, verse 16, the Bible says, "Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you." This passage reminds us once again that being saved is conditional. We must be careful about what we do and what doctrine we believe, and we must continue in the Lord's instructions to both save ourselves and others.